we are looking at the documentation produced by the Loan Market Association, the LMA. The LMA is the principal trade association in the banking, lending markets, the international syndicated lending system, and in the Eurodollar markets. The LMA itself was established in 1996. It's currently based at 10 Upper Bank Street in London, in Kennedy Wharf, which are also the offices of Clifford Chance, which are its principal legal counsel. The LMA has over 845 members representing 65 countries around the world. You have basically full and associate members. The full memberships is made up of the financial institutions themselves. The associate members are law firms, credit rating agencies, and other parties operating in these markets. The principal objective of each of the trade associations, so we have the Loan Market Association in the banking area, International Capital Markets in the capital markets, and the International Swaps and Derivatives Association in the derivatives area, is that they prepare standard model documentation for use in these markets. This then acts as a surrogate or proxy for formal official regulation, which cannot happen simply because these markets are so large. The specific objectives of the LMA itself are based on five core ideas, five core purposes. The provision of recommended documentation, that's what we've just expressed. We prepare standard docs in each of these areas. We want to, through that, establish market practice, best market practice in each of these areas, so that we can protect the interests of all of the participants in these markets. And through that, that's the direct objective. Indirect effect of that is to protect the stability and efficient and effective operation of these markets. LMA also promotes education and training events throughout Europe and the Middle East and elsewhere. Collective lobbying on behalf of the major financial institutions dealing with governments and regulatory bodies. And then it also creates, obviously, network opportunities. The specific advantage of this model, we can see more efficient execution of primary and secondary loan business documentation, increased liquidity, ability to manage loan portfolios more efficiently and effectively, reduce costs, exchange of views and circulation of ideas and responses, dedicated website provision, education and training we've mentioned already, and then the opportunity to participate in the development of responses to changing factors and conditions. The LMA, the earlier committee structure was based on five core ideas, our functions, agency, distress debt, documentation, loan operations, par trading practices, and tax. The general nature of operation, I've explained in the other parts of this note, and then on the back, I've begun to summarise some of the key events, as well as the core documents involved. What we're going to focus on specifically is what we call investment grade, which is facilities which are for sovereign use or with some of the largest companies in the world, which will attract very high market interest. We specifically look at the investment grade either denominated in LIBOR, which is the old London Interbank Offered Rate. That was the standard reference system for all international currencies. We're now moving on to risk-free rates. And specifically in London, we now use SONIA, which is a sterling overnight interest average. Other financial centres now have their own separate risk-free rates. You have in New York, it will be SOFR, the secured overnight funding rate. You have TIBOR in Tokyo, SHIBOR in Shanghai, MIBOR in Mumbai. In Europe, you have Euribor, as well as you also have ESTR produced by the European Central Bank and EONIA produced by the European Banking Federation. So we have these separate new rates that we're moving on to replace the earlier LIBOR figures. The only problem is it's taken 5, 6, 7 years to try and do this effectively. The problem is that it's easy to deal with this going forward by simply incorporating the new rate, and then any adjustment we want to make, we will do that with the margin. We can slightly increase the margin that the borrowers are going to have to pay, for example, 20 basis points, 0.02%. The difficulty is converting all of the outstanding lending that's already been committed, and I understand it's 200-300 trillion. How do you convert that to the new rates? The problem is that these free interest rates tend to be lower than the LIBOR rates. So you can't just simply automatically replace LIBOR with whatever the relevant rate is, because that of itself is difficult to determine. But those rates themselves are then coming out lower than the old LIBOR figures. So we actually have to also include some form of adjustment rate, which is in practice referred to as an appropriate spread adjustment. Spread is what the banks are going to receive. Because we can't increase the margin retrospectively, we need to think of some other way of adjusting for this. That's what's causing this difficulty as we transfer to the new rates. What we will see if we go onto the LMA website, there's around 14, 15, 16 separate headings of documents. It used to be with 14 subheadings. Specifically, what we're going to focus on is the investment grade docs, and then we have the old LIBOR, and we now have the new RFRs. That's the risk-free rates facility documentation. We will focus specifically on the revolving term and the multi-currency, because it's more than one currency, term and revolving loan facility. That's a combination of a facility A is a fixed term loan, for example, 10 or 20 years, with a revolving facility, which you draw down, repay. That might be a 3-month facility, might be a 1-month, whatever figure we want to include. So it's a multi-currency term and revolving facility agreement. This is the principal documentation that applies in the international euro loan and syndicated lending market.